Nolte, Beware Fake Media Trump Vote Suppression Coverage. By John Nolte on November 3, 2020. As we have already seen throughout the last 5 years, there is nothing the national political media will not do to defeat President Donald Trump. The media have already collaborated in a coup by way of the Russian collusion hoax. The media have already encouraged Trump's assassination. The media are right now encouraging mob violence at the hands of their brown shirts in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The media are evil, and once you comes to terms with that, nothing the media do surprises you, and you should be prepared for the media to do anything. Something we should all be prepared for is for today, most especially tonight, is for the fake media to try to suppress Trump voters, either by leaking useless exit polls early, or by skewing their coverage to wink wink nudge nudge know what I mean tell us Trump has already lost his re-election race. I doubt the media will come right out and declare the winner before all the voting that matters comes to an end. That would be pretty brazen. If they can, though, they will almost certainly declare Joe Biden the winner before all the votes have been counted and, if necessary, litigated. But that's a different matter than what I'm warning about here. What I'm concerned about is the media, and this will happen in unison, trying to be sly and subtle in attempting to convince Trump voters, especially in a Western swing state like Arizona, to stay home because wink wink nudge nudge know what I mean it's over. We can't tell you it's over, but it's over for Trump, and those Republicans standing in line might as well go home because you are wasting your precious time. If anything, no one should be watching the news tonight. Hell, no one should be watching the news any night. Keep in mind, this has happened before. We saw the liars in the media try to rig the 2000 race by calling Florida, a state everyone knew in advance would decide the election, early for Democrat Al Gore. And as you will see in the video below, it was the usual suspects, Knlal and NBC News. Here's the thing. Knlal and NBC were not only wrong, but they deliberately called the state early before all the voting in Florida was done. They called the state while the very conservative panhandle, which is in an earlier time zone, was still out voting. There's no question the media were deliberately trying to rig the 2000 presidential election for the Democrats. There's also no question that the media succeeded in sending Republican panhandle voters home, which made Florida much tighter than it would have been otherwise and put through this country into the stressful weeks of recounts that followed. Eventually, NBC and Knlal retracted their call. But how many people in the Republican-leaning panhandle had already left their polling places and gone home? Then Fox News, of all places, called Florida for Bush early, which was at least the correct call, but also undoubtedly had the effect of Republicans in the panhandle heading home before they had voted. P.S. Fox News is not your friend. So turn off your TV. Go vote. Do not get out of line. Do not trust someone who says they will submit your ballot for you. Drop your own ballot in the slot. Keep your TV off. Click on Breitbart News. We don't do bullshit or spin. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.